Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Well, the top of the morning to you, or evening, depending on where you are in the world. Today we're going to look at what's taking place tomorrow when Mercury stations direct. We're going to meet together and have a meditation. And as we always begin our series, let us play the crystal singing bowl. And as I play the bowl, just allow the sound of the music, the sound of the bowl, just to wipe through you. Now to just let go of all that no longer serves. You just breathe in the light and just let go of everything, all the cares of the day, all the stresses, all the tension, any pain, any illness, any anxiety. Allow the gentle, pure sound of the bowl just to wipe. See yourself coming under the vibration of the golden ray from the six-pointed sun star. And see this light just pouring down around you like a teepee of light. And just breathe the golden ray in through the crown of your head, through your skull, down your neck and throat, down your shoulders, arms, wrists, hands and fingers. Breathing in the beautiful golden ray down into your chest, into your lungs, into your heart. Breathe in the golden light into your heart. Breathing that beautiful golden ray all the way down through your torso, through every cell of your torso, to your organs, down your spine, into the base, to your buttocks, legs, knees, shin, calves, feet, and into the earth, feeling very much balanced in the golden ray, connected to the star above, and the star at the center of the earth. Now open your heart and your mind. And silently say to yourself, I rededicate myself to the light. And as I raise in consciousness, I connect to the purest Christ light in the heart, the Christ star, for service. You begin to rises on wings of light into the heavenly state, right into the very heart of the star. And you are taken to a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And as you sit, all cares are dissolved. And you are immediately aligned with love and service. You see this magnificent light pouring through you, in, through and around you. You see this light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into our food, our crops. See this brilliant light pouring into the crystalline structures and sacred places upon the earth. You see the light pouring into the earth itself, into the oceans, rivers, streams, and ice sheets of the earth. You see this pure light pouring through the waters, the drinking waters of the earth. See this brilliant light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere. You connect with the element of fire, the element of service and love. See this beautiful, brilliant light pouring onto the earth. And we hold the animal kingdom, our animal brethren, strongly in the light of the star. Mineral kingdom, nature kingdom. And today we especially hold the Government of Australia, the Government of Queensland and Australia, strongly in the ray of the star, with no thought of an outcome, just holding the whole situation in the light, in love. And today we hold anyone who is known to us personally who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them in the light of the star. So let us look at the particular events that are taking place tomorrow. It's going to be a particularly active day. The moon aspects Jupiter, Venus, Sun and Mars. So this could make things pretty dynamic and changeable. There'd be lots of twists and turns and intriguing things may be taking place. But if you have a look, if we break down these five planets, the moon, the feminine aspect, the past, where we've come from, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, of travel, Venus, love, beauty, music, art, the sun, the active outgoing energy of light, the masculine, and Mars, the leadership, moving forward, new beginnings, new creations. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful aspect in day of so many amazing possibilities. We could go from love to anger to peace to happiness to joy. There may be lots of information coming through about new creations, new ideas, new visions for life, for business, for relationships, whatever the situation may be. There could be lots of new information. Take time to be still. To be still and meditate. Be still and go for a walk in nature. Connect with the earth tomorrow. It's going to be a very, very intriguing day. Not to mention, but Mercury also goes stations direct at 1 degree Aquarius tomorrow. 1 degree Aquarius. Aquarius, the light bringer, ruled by Uranus, the light bringer. It's brotherhood and service is Aquarius. So it stations direct. For those of us who have a vision to serve humanity and all creation, tomorrow will be a very, very potent time to connect more with your wisdom, with your mission, and your ability to serve. Take note of what is taking place. There will be lots of changes going on. Listen to the voice of intuition, your voice of intuition. Try to leave some time tomorrow where you've got some appointments free. Try and give yourself time for you, because there's going to be so many changes that you're going to need to be flexible and adapt to what's taking place. You may just have clients ringing up out of the blue and saying, hey, I need your help. You may have family matters that are needing your attention, holding back what you need to do. So just be mindful. Try and give yourself a little bit of time where you can have time up your sleeve to catch up on what it is that you need to do. It's a creative, innovative energy that's present. And as I said before, wonderful new ideas can come to the fore. And even interactions with people, your conversations are going to be lively. You may get excited about something that happens now, and synchronicities and coincidences may occur more often, and adding to the overall feeling that there's just something really unusual, really, really, really intangible to touch and to hold. It's like as I speak, it's just so much energy moving around. It's gentle, it's pure, it's light, but it's tricky to grasp and hold on to. So write down what happens now. Write down your ideas, any opportunities present themselves, because they just might be life-changing and really, really, really significant. So when Mercury stations forward, goes in forward motion, generally it's pretty much of a relief. That's a very noisy office chair there. Pretty much, there's always a relief. But do make sure that you wait or feel into waiting a couple of days before you actually move forward on major purchases or initiating projects or long-term plans. You may notice that your memory may be working better now, and you can actually go through your list and complete it. Your communication seemed to be moving more smoothly, and as you can see today, my communication, it's coming, it's flowing, and then it's stopping and starting. And this is what happens in Mercury retrograde. The communication, whether it's via the computer, whether it's via speech, whether it's via the word, it's sometimes tricky. It goes awry.
Misunderstandings that may have occurred while Mercury was in retrograde may just clear up on their own. But what is just beautiful about this time of Mercury retrograde is that things show up for you that need to be reviewed, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in your business, whether it's on your website. And when this happens, it gives you a great opportunity to really align with what is right for you, align what is true for you, not right. The true is the word to be used there. So spend some time on reflecting what is important to you and the direction that you're heading. And is it the direction you choose to be going? And what course of action, what adjustments need to take place for you to go in the direction that you would like to open up to this coming lunar month, or until from now until the next Mercury retrograde, which will take place in May. So maybe in the last 3 weeks you've gained some perspective about what is going on in your life. And if you've made any plans for travel or anything, just recheck your plans as if it was the first time you were doing them, just to make sure all your ducks are in a row. So yes, it's an interesting day tomorrow. There's going to be lots of movement, lots of action, lots of things taking place. So as I said before, try and pencil in some time, some free time to be able to catch up or just do nothing. Whatever it is that you need to do, just allow it to take place tomorrow. So I'm just going to play the three notes. And as I do, just relax. Digits 2508. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. May I get your first name?
Ibutar.
Beg your pardon, Del?
Ibutar.
Ibutar.
Yes.
Lovely. And how do you spell that?
Ibutar.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. And the way it folds off, just rolls off your mouth when you say it. Ibutar. Oh,
yes.
Beautiful name.
Thank you
beautiful,
so much.
Beautiful name. So what's happening with you?
Oh, there's a lot of things happening. I'm changing by the minute.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm changing by the minute.
And what would you like to address today?
I'm not really sure. I was reading and I decided to call in because I don't know exactly how you're doing the show. I don't recall calling the show before. So it was saying here about activations and intuitive counseling. So I'm not really sure how to, what, you know, if I need to ask a question or how you do your show.
Well, usually I just I ask a question, what's happening with you, and whatever's taking place that is bringing up any form of anxiety for you, or if you just want a blessing, whatever it is that you feel you would like to receive from today's show. And from there, I ask questions, and you, by saying yes out loud, sets it in motion and opens for the universe to just bring through whatever it is that you need to let go of, and bringing through whatever it is that you need to receive.
Okay. Well, I have been working on doing a lot of, healing. I've been doing a lot of, had a lot of energy work did, and those are the kind of things I've been working on for the last year. And I just wanted to know, I'm divorced, and it's been a while, since I've had a relationship, and I thought I took this approach to, forgive and release. So I don't know if you can tap in to see if there's anything that still may be lingering there that I need to release so that I can be open for, love to come into my life.
Certainly. So, will you allow yourself, and what we'll get you to do first is just take your thoughts from your brow and just imagine them going down an elevator and sitting into your heart. And as you breathe in, just see your heart opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. And just breathe a gentle golden rosy sunlight ray into your heart. Just breathing in rosy sunlight. The gentle, gentle ray of love. Will you allow yourself to completely let go of all outworn relationships that no longer serve you? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. You allow yourself to let go of the fear of having a relationship. The fear of the relationship not being worthy of you. Will you allow yourself to let go of that? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. That you are worthy of receiving all you desire. Saying yes sets it more in motion. And that you are loved beyond measure. and you're respected for who you are. Will you accept this now?
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to let go of the need to know? And allow your life to flow. Staying yourself out, that's in motion. You allow yourself to let go of any thoughts of others who may not be overly happy if you begin another relationship.
You can let go the thoughts of others that may not be happy if I get in another relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Releasing all thoughts from others. Allowing yourself to be that beautiful, shining, radiant, loving being that you are. You allow yourself to just see yourself just rise up a spiral of light. It's going ever so slightly higher. Opening your heart more fully. Opening your mind to love. There's a door before you. If you choose, open the door and walk into the center of the room that is ablaze with light. And at the center of the temple, at the center of this room, is a rose quartz crystal tablet. If you choose, lay upon this crystal tablet. And now allow the light to pour through you, dissolving all that is in the way of you receiving a new relationship, keeping the lessons and learnings, but releasing all that no longer serves. Breathing.
Thank you.
feeling?
Pretty good. I felt a lot of energy shifting in my heart chakra, my heart area.
Beautiful. Just trying to see. What else? Now, I'm not sure whether you've done something like this, but I see, and it'll only take the once, for you to look in the mirror and sound out.
The voice is not really clear.
Yes, it seems to be cutting out at the moment. If you can possibly stand in front of a mirror and sound out loud, I am worthy of love.
Okay.
I am love.
Okay.
I am loved. And if you'd like to say it now with me, I am worthy of love.
Of love.
I am loved.
I'm loved.
I am worthy of love.
I'm worthy of love.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I am love.
I am love.
It's all opening so beautiful for you. And it's almost as if within a very short period of time, this dear and beautiful soul shall come into your life and take you by the hand and support you like you've never been supported before. Will you allow yourself to open to this great love?
I'm open to it, for sure.
Beautiful. So saying yes just really opens it up.
Yes.
Breathe. Feeling?
Let me relax.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Relax. Entered.
Beautiful. So tonight, drink lots of water. Have an early night if you can. And upon waking, ensure that you, if you can, I don't know what the weather's like over there, but if you can stand on the earth barefoot, what's happening with the weather there? Is it cold?
It was beautiful today. It wasn't that cold, but we're getting snow tonight.
Yeah. Or even... Okay. Even leaning up against a tree would be wonderful if you can't stand barefoot if there's snow on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to tree around here.
Beautiful. Ground yourself, connect with the earth, open your heart, and every day say, I'm ready. You're here.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Much love to you.
Much love to you, and thank you. I really appreciate it.
Have a wonderful evening and a beautiful sleep.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. So let us now go into meditation, a very short meditation. And begin to walk up a magnificent mountain. And it is a snow-clad mountain. With each step we feel lighter, brighter, freer. And at last, all of a sudden, we are on the highest mountain peak. And all around we have 360-degree view. And all the scenery is snow-clad mountaintops. The air is pure. It is cool. And you realize that you are high in the Himalayas. High, high above the Himalayas. And you walk in to a room which is a crystal cave. And this cave is made of amethyst crystal. And at the center of this room is the flame upon an altar of amethyst. You may sit or kneel before the flame and just breathe and allow all that no longer serves to just dissolve, not holding on to any thought, not looking for anything, just breathing and letting go, allowing the amethyst ray to just pour through, dissolving, purifying. The master of the amethyst ray now stands before you with arms outstretched. Most brilliant light pours into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. Breathe and accept. Breathe and be. And as you sit in the presence of this master, you're encoded with all it is that you need at this time of your life. It's now time to leave this beautiful cave, crystalline structure, and you give your thanks to the Great One who has served you ever so lovingly and kindly. You walk back out into the mountain, up to the peak. You breathe in the beautiful, pure, pristine air. Allowing all that you've received to integrate at this level of your being. You begin to walk back down the mountain path. And at the foot of the mountain is a little pebbly lake. You wash your face, your hands, your feet, and you breathe in and integrate at this level of your being all that you have received. Breathing in. And then you become aware of your surroundings, the seat beneath you. And you bring the blessing down through the crown of your head, down your neck, arms, hands, fingers. Breathing the blessing through into your heart, your chest, your lungs, into your torso. Breathing and anchoring the blessing down through your spine, into your buttocks, down your legs, to your feet, and into the earth. Feeling very connected and one with the earth. Bringing your attention underneath the arch of your feet and your connection with the earth. Bringing your attention to your sacral, above your reproductive organs. Bring your attention to your heart, the solar plexus, your heart, throat, your brow, inside your left ear, inside your right ear. Tip of your chin, behind your right eye, behind your left eye, right eyelid, left eyelid, third eye, brow, your right eyebrow, left eyebrow, being aware of your body, being aware of the earth. Allowing yourself to be one with the earth, of the earth, spirit in human form, spirit in matter. Allow your spirit to shine forth. Be who you came to be. Be who you came to be. And when you are ready, gently rolling your shoulders, stretching your limbs, and opening your eyes, and we'll feel our centers. With vibration, the ancient symbol of the vibration of the silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. You place this upon your crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus. Spleen on the left at the back, sacral, and the base of your spine. And you encircle yourself in light 7 times. And we do this together. And it's on the in-breath coming through the left foot. On the in-breath, up the left side of the body, going over the top of the head. And on the out-breath, going down the right side, coming back underneath your feet to complete the circle. And we do this together. One. Two. Three. Four. Six. And seven. To ensure you are firmly grounded, see a spiral of light coming through the earth, through your left foot, circling around your body like a corkscrew to the crown of your head, straight down the spine, back into the earth. May your heart be wide open to all whom you come in contact with. May your inner wisdom and love shine forth. May you allow yourself to receive all the goodness that the universe has to give. And may you share it by sending it forth from your heart every day. May you remember your magnificence, your beauty, your strength, your wisdom, your power of love. And may you be who you came here to be, spirit on earth in human form. Amplify your spirit, activate your cells, and shine as you were meant to shine. So before we leave today, I would like to just comment briefly on a new online 6-week program. We all know that commitment and consistency is the key to experiencing rapid spiritual growth, abundance, and a miraculous life. During this program, which begins next week, you'll be one of 11 people only who will experience a 6-week, 42-day live amplification intensive with me. Each morning, you begin with a meditation, a 6-minute meditation to prepare you for today, and to open to all that you are to experience. The evening, a 6-minute meditation to let go of all the day's cares, stresses, life. On a Monday, you'll receive a 10 to 15 minute MP3 or video, which will set the tone for your weekly focus, whether it's opening more to love, whether it's forgiving and releasing and letting go, whether it's opening and anchoring the more fully into our physical body, whatever it is, it'll begin on the Monday. And on the Monday, you'll work with the energy of this, opening more fully to the blessing of the gift of that energy. And on the Thursday evening, we have a live Google Plus call where we are taken through activations. There'll be live callers coming on asking questions. If you can't make this call live, it will be recorded so you can listen to it at a later date. We have an online private Facebook page that will offer you support and friendship with like-minded people who are there wishing to support you and myself along your journey. Now, we know when we come to Earth that there's only a very small piece of us that comes, where there's so much more than is anchored when we're born. This 6-week intensive In the middle of the day at 12 noon, I send you a spiritual amplification, which is holding you in the vibration of love, so that no matter what is taking place, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, you are just held again in this vibration of love, which opens you to more goodness, which opens you to more of you and allows you to step more fully into you. But as I was saying, as we come to earth, we know that we only bring back a small part of us. These exercises, these tools and these techniques will help you to activate more of your spirit, to reconnect with more of your spirit, to bring it down into your physical body so that you may walk upon the earth as spirit in human form. So, click the link below. Download all the free products that I have to give you. And if you choose, contact me to be one of the 11 people to receive the live spiritual amplification blessing. That you truly remember who you are and why you were here. Tracy Rhodes from Sailor Healing. Much love, great strength, joy and wisdom to you. And until next week, keep shining.